Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over high hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. A corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game. My performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. Can you get me smart off your brains? Off the charts and insane. No strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed. Hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost. Take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Haywire, spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back. Lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever, and I am your host, Chalk Mommy. Yes, I call myself Chalk Mommy because of my chocolate skin complexion. This show is so off the fucking chain. We talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, however we want to talk about, and whoever we want to talk about. We talk about adult situations, we talk about sex, we talk about fucking, anything under the sun that's related to adult situations, we talk about. Tonight I'm going to have R&B singer John Doe, and it is going to be bananas. I can't wait. He is so cute. He is so talented. He is just a bomb. And hi, everybody in the chat room. And what is it, Nikot 4E? Oh, no, you have to go. We can't do that. So, no. So, please do not come in the chat room showing me your dick. I don't want to see it. And this is not the platform for that. You need to be on rude.com or whatever the fuck it is you plan on doing. So, basically, what's going to happen tonight, like I said, we're going to have R&B singer John Doe in the building, and we're going to be kicking it live. We're going to be having a really good time. Yo, like, real talk, can y'all please stop showing y'all dicks? And some of these motherfuckers are so small, I wouldn't want anybody to see that bullshit. The fuck? Miss me with that bullshit. I'm going to bring on Princess Nay, because my nerves can't take this bullshit today. Hey, girl, they're already starting with the dicks. Like, wow.
On dick cams?
Yes, on dick cam. And
I can't come on dick cam because I'm in a tub.
One of them was nice. I can't even lie. But then the other one was smaller than a bitch. Oh, my God. It was real small. It looked like his hand covered it all. So,
wow.
We can't be doing that up in here. Up in here. Y'all going to make me lose my mind. Oh, my God. I see a call from 201. We're going to bring them in. Girl, I'm feeling so good. I'm not drinking tonight.
I can tell. Yes, you are. What you had? Not tonight, but you drank earlier today.
It's homecoming weekend at North Carolina A&T State. It's called the Greatest Homecoming on Earth. Rick Ross, Meek Mill, fucking Ace Hood, Marsha Ambrosia, DJ Khaled, and some other people are supposed to be performing at this show tomorrow night. And then it's like so many different after parties. We have a Club of Marnie's. I have a commercial for that too because I'm promoting that. We have Jermaine Dupri is DJing, and the Brat is going to be here. So I'm kind of excited about that. I might actually go to the club and check that out. So okay. I'm, like, real happy. So, yeah, because I get to see a lot of my friends that I went to high school with or, you know, I met when they went to college, and we may have fucked around, and I might want to see what they working with, like, you know, a couple of years later. Hell, I don't know. But let me go ahead and bring on 201-515 and see what they're talking about. Hello?
What's good? Chocolate.
Hat.
Ooh,
what's going on?
Who is this?
This is Daddy Cam. Who you think it is?
This is who?
Daddy Cam.
Oh, Princess Nay. He was here a little while ago. He's been missing. He's been missing an action.
Yeah, I switched over to that ACC shit.
Oh my gosh. How you been doing?
I've been good. I see y'all over there still sounding sexy.
They just posted, okay,
interruption caused by the cause. Somebody just tweeted, second emergency landing for Rick Ross as he suffered his second seizure of the day.
So, it's like, everybody, y'all know I talk shit about Rick Ross, but real talk, I just do that because I like fucking with him, but on some serious shit. Can y'all please keep him lifted in y'all prayers, because seizures ain't nothing to play with. And he just needs to understand that it's no fault of his own that he cannot do these shows this weekend. Like, yo, dude, chill. Your health is very important. You know what I mean? You need to just take it easy, get some medication, and then just let people understand this. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no show worth you fucking your life up over. Auntie, I have another homecoming next week, next year. Whoever you're supposed to perform for in Tennessee tonight, you can perform for them again. It's not that serious, homie. Chill. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get back to health, then I'll continue to fuck with you. But I'm giving you a pass right now. Shut up. Y'all know how I'm being so nice today. And that's not even part of my MO. That is, like, so out of character for me. Hi, Bob. Hi, Naughty. You know, I can't help it. I cannot help it. It's just, oh, God. And, no, I still haven't gotten any shit.
Maybe she will this weekend. Don't worry about that. She will this weekend. I can guarantee it.
Well, yeah.
Girl, you
won't get that ball big.
Whatever. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and play some music tonight. I play music all the time. But I'm so excited about John Doe coming, girl. He's teaming up. We're going to have a fucking blast tonight. I feel it. You know, so got a lot of people in the chat room. Got a lot of people on the line. So this is going to be great. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling good. I haven't drank. I'm looking for a victim for the weekend, you know, to go ahead and get my groove on and whatnot. Y'all can see us. I'm cammed up right now. So it is going to be exciting. Let me go ahead and break out my first selection. Damn it. I gotta pull up my files. I do this all the fucking time. Shut up, Princess. Everybody asked you for your comment.
I didn't give any comment this time. You know, I wish I had a dick so I could just shove it in your mouth.
Of course, you know, I would
stop talking.
If I gave this a felony, I would eat that shit up. Like,
nice comeback. Nice comeback. I'm loving this talk.
Girl. Okay, you know what, Princess Nay? I'm
doing the tub cam tonight.
Whatever. Huh? I'm pulling.
I am. I'm about to camera up.
Good. Okay. I want to thank y'all for helping Mel Matrix mixtape be number one. So I got to play one of his singles, Pull Triggers. This is what I'm going to do, motherfuckers, that don't fuck me right. I'm going to pull triggers on y'all ass.
Dang. See that.
And for everybody that wants to send me the personal private messages, I'm not answering these shits tonight. Don't send me this bullshit because I'm not answering them. You know, kisses to y'all. You know, love y'all. Support you 100%. I'm so ever grateful that you love Chocolate City Radio. But me and Chocolate don't have time to be answering this bullshit. We can't do it.
That's right.
We all want to see what's going on. Let's do it.
Yeah, put your foot down, baby.
That's right. And while you're doing that, pull triggers.
Shit it on a freestyle. Matrix. Chopper, what's happening, homie? Still flying high. Nothing changing, y'all. Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on them, hold your gun finger in the air, click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them, hold your gun finger in the air, click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack, burger on the corner, posted up where the bulls at. Boom, jack, shoot, religious in the pool. Nah, I beg your pardon.
What?
We getting money over here. You see the Aston Martin. V12 whooping blood when the engine starting. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dog. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them, hold your gun finger in the air, click it on them. Prowling by the club and he plotting on
Fox.
You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him.
Kill him.
One in the head, he ain't even got the cocket on him.
Nah.
Busting a move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him.
Free.
Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the hollering, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the boot, blood, that was my alibi. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air. Click it on them.
That was Mel Matrix. Pull triggers. Woo! I'm telling you, if you don't fuck me right, I'm going to shoot your ass. I'm going to pull triggers on you. Hey, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I need to just go ahead and find somebody to take my frustrations out on.
Come on, let's just play. You know what? Fuck it, Josh. Let's just do it. Come on, come to Florida. I will handle that for you.
Oh, come to Florida? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to come to Florida, and when I come to Florida, I'm going to come so good, so hard. I just need to find what joystick I'm going to put all this on.
God damn it.
I'ma take his dick and clear my mouth and I'm doing this lip gloss thing, even though it'd be bigger as well.
You're so nasty. Girl, get
you're
a bottle.
About to make somebody crash.
Get that little itty bitty thing. Get a bottle and force some jaw muscles.
Oh
yes.
Shit, challenge.
There you go.
Challenge.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, Chuck.
Go chocolate.
I'm looking. I am
go chocolate.
I am molesting a Coke bottle. That's how we do around here. You know what I'm saying? We do big things with our mouth. We do big things with our tongues. And
I'm a good one. I don't do. If this, okay, next PSA. If this little motherfucker, Derek Heavy D. Y'all Williams, on Facebook does not leave me the fuck alone, I am going to put your little monkey itty bitty ass on blast.
He's not
okay.
Little. He's not little.
I know his big funky ass, but I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's getting on my damn nerves.
We have to love our fans.
And he says to tell you that he's about to call in. I'm not delivering any more messages. I gave you her damn Facebook. message her. If she does not message you back, it's because she don't want to be damn bothered either. When he comes on, do not bring him in, please. And thank you. I think I'm having tantrums tonight, Doc.
Oh, my gosh. We have a mental health moment. I'm going to need you to please not do that. I'm going to need you to be nice. Can we do that?
I'm going to need you to finish playing with this bottle.
Well, how about you come down to North Carolina and just let me experiment on you?
Ooh, I'll be in South Carolina the 23rd.
Nah, South Carolina ain't the same.
I think you need to come to North Carolina on a Tuesday, Friday, or Saturday so that we can all watch.
Oh, yeah, he needs to be a live victim. That's what he needs to do. You know what? I haven't had live in a minute. So, yeah, that's what I need. Now, if your dick is as thick as this soda bottle, then, yeah, we in business. You know, I need something to stretch me out so it can snap right back over it. You know what I mean? I got that snapper coochie.
See that.
Yeah.
Show us. We don't believe you.
What?
We don't believe you.
You
gotta show us.
Show
us. I'm from Prince the show state. Show me.
I fuss with Princess. She goes with.
Yeah. I'm about to fuck Princess, so you know.
Oh, shit. God damn. Oh, my God.
I can't sit up too high because you might be able to see all my good.
My pussy all hot and bothered. Like, right now, all I need need is a dick. Just for the head. Just stick the head in, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to penetrate all of it. Oh, hold on.
Well, I think I just stick my fat tongue in, and you be good.
Oh, shit.
No, I got to stop. Hold the presses. Let me tell you. Okay, y'all know on Tuesday night, that whack bitch Shelly Hickey from Bad Girls Club was supposed to come on the show and everything, right?
I told you that bitch wasn't going to show up.
Oh, no. Okay, but you retweet and everything. How about I get an email 2 days later, from your manager saying, I just saw the email. What kind of fucking person are you not to check your emails every day? And you, well, it could be because you represent a whack bitch. I don't know. But we will not be rescheduling. That hoe will not be coming on my show. Miss me with that bullshit. And, you know, I have to have talented people on my show. I mean, point blank. I'm just like, that shit just kind of bothered me. So I had to just go ahead and bring people up to speed on what happened. Like,
well, I tried to tell you not to bring that hoe on the show anyway, because you know I didn't like her.
You can tell her about herself, Kristen.
I wanted to be able to tell her about herself, and then I wanted to see that bitch in a dark alley so I can fuck her big Amazon-looking ass up one good time.
Oh, well, you know what? This song is for you, so you can calm that hot, pretty ass pussy down. So,
God damn it.
To my co-host, Princess Nay, that's in the bathtub with her pink elephant, thinking about me because I can't make it right now.
Oh, shit.
Shawty, it's been a while since I've seen your face. Baby, you're so good. You got me feeling like straight. I don't know if I know this now. Show you how I get down. Baby, girl, you got me feeling so high. Your love is like a golden pill. You're the best in town.
Without the butter.
Baby, you know I'm living.
I just won't be cammed up while I'm getting dressed because everybody can't see my good goods. Sorry.
Goddamn.
Pop, did I wear panties tonight?
Hell no, fuck that shit.
No. The thought that I want to have of you is just free flowing coochie all over the place. Like,
well, you know, here we go. That works. That's what you get tonight, then. Think about it, baby.
Yes. Matter of fact, there's a caller from an 868 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. From Trinidad here.
Oh, shit. Island mom. Woo wee. I like all of
this.
They rub a dub real good. Then they got
first time watching your show. So,
just doing my radio show, waiting for my artist to come on so we can have a really good time. All done. I hope better, baby. So, is this your first time riding the chocolate wagon?
Yes, my first time. I'm also your BBM contact.
Ooh! Can you BBM me a picture of your dick so I'll be motivated to come across the water?
Super suave.
I see your hair. I'm going to pull it when I get it from the back with my strap on.
From the back upside down.
Yes.
Which hole do you want to play with?
I will wear her out like she stole something.
Which hole do you want to play with?
Oh, you know what? Hold that thought because Mr. John Doe is in the building and I'm going to bring him in. And we're going to play nice and everything. But you know what? Hold on. I got to get you some proper introduction. I really do. Hold
okay.
on. This is the proper introduction for my guest. Damn it. Okay, hold on. I do this all the time. But in case y'all don't know who John Doe is, this is him right here.
I can't leave her alone.
I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy. Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Mr. John Doe, I'm fiending for you too. How the hell are you?
What's good? What's popping with you? Good.
John, are you camming up tonight?
Yeah, I'm trying to. This shit kind of bugging right now, but I'm definitely trying to, man.
Oh, yes. This is John Doe out of Cali.
Ladies, what's popping? Chocolate City Radio, baby.
So go ahead and tell everybody who you are and everything.
For sure. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Well, you know, I am John Doe, singer-songwriter, the new R&B crooner to the game. I'm hailing from the 818, which is California. I'm signed to Seven Aurelius. For y'all who don't know who Seven Aurelius is, he's one of the minds behind all the big hits that Murder, Inc. had back in the day. You know, when Murder, Inc. had, they won. And we're about to have another one again. You know what I'm saying? Ja Rule dropping his album in December. I'm on the album, produced like most of the album. So, you know, we pop. And I got a single out, Freaky in the Club. Big shouts out to Chop Mommy. Big shouts out to the 704 DJs. They've been spinning this, been getting a lot of love. And I also have a video out for my, I guess, my second single with Shorty Mack called Shorty is a Problem. Big shouts out to Jonathan Andre and Black Diamond. They directed a phenomenal video. You know, we got numbers right now. We're doing real good. So, you know, we out here on the grind, man.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you just don't understand. Your fucking music is so off the fucking chain. Like,
oh. Oh, thank you.
Man, matter of fact, I have a mix, but I'm going to play the mix later. I'm going to play the individual songs and then come back and play the mix or whatever. Which one would you like for me to play first?
Yo, get into that Freaky in the Club right now.
Okay. Now, this is Freaky in the Club by John Doe. Wait a minute, here we go.
Time you put the place right on. You know, show me the groove and the push it right.
That was John Doe.
Hey.
In the club. That motherfucking song make me want to go to the club and find a victim, because, you know, I am on a drought. I haven't had any since August, and I swear, your music, man, it should be against the law for you to make music like that. And no, it could be against the law for a horny bitch like that. Oh, shit, what's that?
Are you calling somebody?
Sorry, hold on.
See, John, see what you did to my co-host? That song was so fucking hot that she don't know what the hell she's doing. Hell no. Oh, my gosh. She done hung up on her damn self. That is like one of the hottest songs that I've heard in a minute. Like,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
From you. None whatsoever. And that's like, you know, like, wow. Like, this dude is so fucking talented. Because I'm my artist from BML, Fourth Drop Entertainment, listen to you. And they was like, yo, where he at? And plus, you fuck with Shorty Matt. So you already, like, I'm just like, okay. They've never done a song with an R&B singer on the hook. So I got to hook them up with that. That shit would be kind of hot as hell.
That would. Let's
number
do it.
Two. And then, you know, with me pushing that shit, it's going to be number one in a hot second within the blink of an eye, or as long as it takes Princess Day to come from the pink elephant.
Man, that's his fault. He has got me all discombobulated and shit over here. And I don't even know who it was when I called.
Yeah,
and then I couldn't hang up the phone with, oh, shit, I'm calling somebody. I don't know who the hell this is.
But all you know is when they answer the phone, you're going to be like, look, you're trying to get freaky in the club.
Like, hell, I can't even, you know, man, damn. I'm on the verge of getting good, and all of a sudden the damn phone start ringing just mess every damn thing up.
I mean, that shit is like crazy. I have some questions for Mr. Doe here. Now, how did you come
shit.
Up with your name?
Well, you break John Doe down, J-O-N-D-O-E. It stands for Journey Out Now, Domination Over Everything. So for me, like, the reason I picked that name is because, you know, I want to be that dude that represents for everybody who really feel like they don't have a voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a dream, you really just got to go for it. Like, you got to smash for yours. So, you know, for me, it's like right now I just got to get out here and, you know, get on my grind and do what I got to do and just dominate over everything I do.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's deep as hell, though, because I'm just like, John Doe, you know, first thing came to my retarded ass mind, I'm thinking about some movie I done looked up and you on some secret agent shit or something like that, but now I understand. So it's like, oh, okay. And how long have you been singing?
I've been doing music probably since I was like 5, but I mean seriously since I was like, probably when I was like 13, I was actually signed to Eddie Holland. Eddie Holland is he's like a famous writer. He wrote a lot of the big hits for Motown. So I was in a group with my cousin Felisa Mayer. So we had a group called For You. That was like, you know, probably like in the late 90s. So, you know, since then, you know, I grew up in an entertainment household. My mother's an actress. I don't know if you ever seen the movie called Sparkle.
Yeah.
It's the old, okay, yeah. So my mom played Dolores, the middle-aged sister.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then my dad is actually Chris Stokes' godfather. Like, my dad put Chris Stokes in the game. So you know who Chris Stokes is, you know, B2K. yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I see you. I know you're crazy. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So my dad is like Chris Stokes' godfather. You know, my dad really put Chris in the game. And, you know, I just really just, you know, been doing music ever since I was young and really ever since I was a little dude. I mean, I really took it serious, you know, during my teenage years. After I graduated from college, you know, I went to St. Aug out there in Raleigh. Big shots out to St. Aug. They got homecoming next week, you know what I'm talking about. And when I after I graduated and I came back, I started working with Devontae from Jodeci. I was working out of his studio for a minute. Yeah, so you know that's one of the big homies or whatever. And you know, just been grinding ever since. I got records with Lil Zane. I got records with you know, of course, Shorty Mac. Got records with Young Bloods, Beretta, Naturi Notton from BL, formerly a 3LW. So, you know, a few people. I just did a record with Ab Live and Pusha T for the new Rio Gang mixtape coming out in a couple months. So, you know, we're just out here grinding, man.
Wow, that is so crazy. Now, how did you get mixed up with Shorty Mac?
Well, you know, we both from the same place. We both from the 818. So, like, I think the first time I met Shorty Mac was probably when I was probably like 13. I was like, you know, I met him out in Vegas, and then when I came back, I would just see him, you know, at this event, at that event, you know, to see him in the streets or whatever. And when I was going to college, and I would come back and forth. When I was at home, you know, I would come home when I had the studio at the crib, so like we would just work. And I think the homie, one of the homies, actually brought him through. My nigga Vici, Don Vici, I brought him through. And we was just working.
Wow. So, like, when you're in the studio and you're recording, like, what do you do special to prepare for a studio session?
A little bit of Kush and a little bit of, a little bit of Kush and a little bit of Moscato or some red rosé. You know what I'm saying, a little wine, a couple shots of Patron. I just get my emotions right and just however I'm feeling. I listen to the music, hear what the music is telling me. I listen to what my emotions are telling me, and I just go in.
Oh, wow. That is that's deep. Now, what song would you like for me to play now?
Let's get into that Good With You featuring Lil J. I love that record.
Okay, let me go to it. Good With You. Here we go.
I just wanna be with you. Is that really a Cause if it is, turn me in, get rid of that time. Get lost in the moment, let me hold your stroke. Up and down, round and round, no really, no show yet. I'm really just hoping, I'm getting you open. So damn, girl, let me in. You know I wanted you way before I want your friends. And the truth is, if you only knew I'm good with you.
A lot of girls want me bad, but I'm not a good girl.
My wife, man, like to be for real, I really just wanted to write a record. You know, that's kind of, that's basically, you know, saying like, you know, a lot of chicks be on me, I'll be doing these shows and, you know, they be on me or whatever, but, you know, regardless, like, I'm good with the one I'm with, you know what I'm saying? She satisfied everything for me, you know?
Oh, wow.
She get freaky in the club with me.
Oh, shit. Now, when you say wife, you know, there are a lot of people in the industry that will, even though they have a wife, they will not let the fans or supporters know. And, like, you just said that. That's quite interesting. Because to me, like, talking to you outside of the show or whatever, you're very, very family-oriented. And to me, that's a big plus. So, like, when girls come up to you when you're doing a show and, you know, wifey's not with you or whatever, like, what do you say to them so you don't hurt their feelings? Or have you actually had to hurt somebody's feelings by, like, bitch, look, I'm married or I got a woman, leave me the fuck alone?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've definitely had to, you know, like, let them know. But, I mean, most of the time, you know, they see me, I got my ring on, you know. So, no, it's really not really good to talk about. They see
oh, wow.
It.
How
yeah.
long have
and
you
I mean,
been
you
married?
Know, for 3 years. It'll be 4 years in January.
Oh, wow. That is so cute. You are married for 4 years, and I can't find a motherfucker I want to put up with for 30 minutes. What is
that?
Wow.
Funny.
I need help. I need help. Like, wow. Oh, damn, I had another question for you. So, what do you have planned for 2012?
Yo, wow, 2012 is going to be pretty crazy. You know, like I said, I got my mixtape coming out called Romance Revenge Remorse. That'll be dropping probably like fourth quarter by this year. And then I'm also featured on Ja Rule's album. So, I mean, in 2012, you know, I'll probably, you know, just be touring. I'm going to have a few records out. Shorty's a problem. Still going to be, you know, probably still be doing numbers or whatever. We're definitely going to shoot a video for Freaky in the Club. So I'm sure that'll be out late 2011. And really, you know, just whatever happens, you know, we shopping records. We doing it all. So 2012, I plan to be working, touring, and getting money.
I ain't mad at you. I plan on touring, getting money, and most definitely getting freaky in the club, getting freaky in the backseat, getting freaky on the radio. Shit, I might go to the nursing home where my mama is and get freaky at the nursing home.
Getting freaky everywhere.
Hell yeah. And then I'm going to put your song on my BlackBerry, so every time I go somewhere and I see a nice dude or a cute dude or whatever, I'm going to play that song and I'm going to hop on his ass and I'm going to be like, this is what John Doe told me to do. Every time I see somebody that makes me hot and bothered, he said to jump on them and get freaky and play the song so they'll understand. And then they'll hit you up on Twitter and be like, yo, I don't know what the fuck you told, Chop, but that was some good shit. That bitch got freaky in the club and everywhere.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, shit, you got to do it. My wife, you know what I'm saying, I ain't put that ring on her for no reason. She knew what she was doing.
Oh, know what? That is so sweet. And then even, oh my God, I can't remember his damn name, but he's down with you. He's your manager or something like that. He is like funny too. I'm like, wow.
My publicist, yeah, August. Augustine, AK, what up?
Yeah, like, you know, his woman doing her thing, boy. She a special one, because that's a special motherfucker, but I guess special people hang together or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah, like. So I don't know. It's like, I am, like, so happy, because I've been looking forward to this for, like, a very long time. Been promoting it for a few weeks and everything like that, and it was, like, so crazy. Now, before I play your single, no, let me rephrase that, your smash single with Shorty Mac, like,
all right.
Do you ever just, like, can I get, like, a bar or something? Can you just, like, sing one little thing so people can be like, oh, shit?
All right, let me see, I got a record, another record I got with Shorty Mac called Drive You Crazy. I go like this. Does it turn you on when I make you right there? Baby, keep on your heels. I'ma keep on my night games. Let's get it in all night and all morning. Girl, I'm gonna drive you crazy. I'm gonna make you go. I'm gonna make you go crazy.
Oh my God, that's you? Hell no.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, God.
I love that record so much. I had to stop Rogers in the scene, the whole joint. That should be banging.
Don't worry about it. I got you. Before we get into your smash single, I got you.
Brand new, yeah. DJ, it's cut this up. Swag. What up, baby?
Hey, girl.
You dealing with Shorty Mac?
I'm making you go crazy. You ready?
Let's get it in.
I'm talking top down,
blowing. Sex in a phantom is where we going. You off that deal, so I know you rolling. Whoa. That extra space that you're going hard. Came a long way from the boulevard. Now the home got a yacht in the back of the yard. Swag.
Crazy. I swear, like, when he sent me that song, I got it in August. I was playing the hell out of that shit. I guess I should have looked at the words more carefully to find out who it was. Oh, I did, and it just didn't click. But when you was like, Drive You Crazy, and I was, I'm like, I got that shit. Woo! Wow. I got you. See, I'm like Wanda, but I'm finer than a bitch. So when I be like, I got you, you ain't got to go nowhere, I don't mean it in no bad sense. Like, you know, I'm on my shit. I'm on one. That's what I'm going to say. I'm on one. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play your smash single. Princess Nay, is that a big-ass vibrator in your hand? Oh, no, that's your shoe. My bad. Because I know... I had you for 30 minutes, and it's been the best 30 minutes of my life. Now, this is the song of the fucking weekend. Shorty
is a problem.
Like, you
Shorty
really is a problem.
Motherfucking problem.
You's a fucking problem, but in a good sense. So, with no further ado, Shorty is a problem. John Doe
featuring Shorty Mac.
Shorty Mac.
That's right. Swag, baby.
I can't. I truly enjoy. I'm just gonna say, like,
see,
I enjoy toys, which is why I created my site, because I think there's nothing wrong with, like, enhancing the quality of a relationship, or even, you know, in those tough times when said person may not be around. I mean, you know, I'd rather get it in by myself and have a great time as opposed to calling somebody else over. So I just feel like it's the right thing to do.
Well, I would normally agree with you, but right now I need some realness. I need to feel it spit on me. I need to feel that hot liquid shoot on my back or something. And then, you know, after I get all of that out, then I can play with it sweet, and then I will just ask them. But right now, I see the real thing.
I'm sure there's plenty of men lined up, ready to go.
Yeah, but I'm so damn picky that I'm on a self-inflicted, I'm on a self-inflicted drought. I can't help it.
Well, here's what we should do. You should totally host a show called Chalk Mommy Date Night, right? So we'll get all the listeners, all your fans from all over that would love to have the opportunity to be with you. Let's do, like, some eliminate stuff. Like, let's do some of that and find you some good swipes. Let's do that.
You know what? Since you came up with that idea, I'm going to let you be in charge of that.
I'm not, you know what, I might enjoy that. I'm going to put it together. We're going to work it out.
That would be kind of hot. That would be kind of that would be kind of interesting. I have to play a public service announcement, because this weekend in my hometown, we have what is called Homecoming for North Carolina A&T State University. And you know what, I've got to find it. You know what? I swear, I can move any and everything. Here it is. This is for the party tomorrow night with Jermaine Dupree, and he's DJing and the rest. So this is my first official commercial for an event.
Hawkmill Entertainment Crew, in association with Street John Multimedia, Q&L, and Prime Playboy Entertainment, and Armani Supper Club, present the greatest homecoming ever, 2K11, at Armani Supper Club, Saturday, October 15th, the Social Jam Finale, with host and special guest DJ, Jermaine.
I go by the name of Jermaine.
J.D. Dupree, and the Fresh, and with Ross, Devo Johnson, and Six Field, the party starter. So Dev is invading Greensboro.
Y'all know what this is. I go by the name of Jermaine Dupree. Acnell presents Aggie's Homecoming at Armani Supper Club, Saturday night, October the 15th.
The dress code is trendy and mature. Advance tickets only $20. Dial 336-392-2523 or online at AugnellEntertainment.com.
That shit is going to be so fucking hot this weekend. I cannot wait. I don't even know if I'm going to go, because, you know, I really don't do clubs like that. But I think it might be real, real interesting. Like, ooh, wait. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're going to be good if Jabbar don't hit nobody else with no bottles. We should be straight.
You know what? Down here, they love her so much, it's like good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Al, I have people in the chat room saying they wish they was in Greensboro this weekend, because it's supposed to be, like, hella crowded, hella busy. You know, Rick Ross is supposed to perform having those seizures. So I don't know what's going on. I've even put aside calling him names and everything like that, and I've been tweeting for people to pray for him, because, you know, that's some serious shit for them to have to stop and perform CPR. So he's not breathing, and I really do, you know, pray for him and whatnot. Then once he gets better, then I'll be back on his big ass. But right now,
so you can't even call him that anymore, Chuck. Have you seen him? Like, Rick Ross is in a, he's starting to slim down. You might have to call him Slim Jim in a minute, cause
that's because he on a crack diet. Any damn way, would you fuck?
No, I wouldn't. But, you know, to each his own. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That's
okay, but hold up. You said, but. Okay, so you went and fucked him, so you would let him eat your pussy?
I would.
With his shirt on or off?
I'm sorry?
With his shirt on or with his shirt off?
Ooh, you could just leave your shirt on because all the extras isn't necessary.
Girl, that's dick sexy right there.
Just saying. Like, let's just, I don't know. You can leave your clothes on. Like, let me just, you know, fuck your face and we're good. Like, which day?
Okay,
we'll
now.
Be tomorrow.
Okay, now, you know, foreplay is a big part of sex, right?
Ginormous.
And, you know, sometimes men like to have their nipples kissed and sucked, right?
Ooh, that's true.
So you know where I'm going with this. So
I'm just saying, sometimes men, let me just say, sometimes fellas just learn that it's okay for it to be all about me sometimes. Now, sometimes it could be all about you. But, you know, Michael Moore Rick Ross is just going to have to be all about me.
So you wouldn't kiss on his nipple?
I'm just saying, we can't have the same breast size. That's a problem for me. For me. Now, I like a bigger man. Don't get me wrong. I like a bigger man, right? Like, I don't like my men extra, extra small. But, you know. I like them, like, big because they work out or, like, you know, got stuff. Don't just men, please don't wear double Bs like me, okay? Can I be the only one in a relationship with double Bs? Saying.
Put the camp in the trap. Violate. Boy, she bitch, cause she be saying I'm a mess. I had a brick and now the cop is in my car. The crazy shit, I had the Glock up in my car. We back in 40 just like we heard they wanted beat. You hear a rapper, he getting murdered on the street. If I die today, then bury me like Holly Six. The world can play as an army. I'm not a dog. Somebody told I got the llama in the car. I pass the hood, it's like Obama in the car. I bag your bro, your baby mama in the car. Notice the 40 in his nigga where it hurts. Call up the Scoobies and leave a little nigga murk. If I die today, tell her homies gon' kill him. His kids in the car, the little niggas gon' with him. I ain't the boogie with the boogie man, talkie with the devil. Can't you say it, dig me getting cutty with the shovel. I can dig a hole. I can pick and roll, shoot a nigga like a scene if he's trying to pick a roll. Butter on the roll, got the bread in the oven. Nigga sleeping on the one in the bed with a dozen. Got an effing mask, try to get a B while I'm seeing all the bitches who be trying to get the D. Bang, bringing through your fix, about a split where the border breaks. I've been getting money, but there's always more to pay. Now turkey, shake and bake mixing. I ride it with the skate, though the skate with the chicken. Fish scale, boys in the hood, fish burn. You been on my dick long enough, boy, it's your bitch time. 10 toes down, all hands on deck. And I'm ballin' so they got me with a hands on check. I'm not a god. Somebody says I got the coppers on my car. I had a brick and now the coppers in my car. The crazy shit, I had the Glock up in my car. We back in 40 just like we heard they want to be. You hear a rapper, he getting murdered on the street. If I die today, then bury me like Holly Six. Let the world can play as a nigga, no, I'm something different. I'm not a god. Somebody told I got the llama in the car. I pass the hood, it's like Obama in the car. I bag your bro, your baby mama in the car. Notice the 40 in his nigga where it hurts. Call up the Scoobies and leave a little nigga murk. If I die today, tell the homies gon' kill him. His kids in the car, the little niggas gon' with him, right?
Reloaded. Wow, I love that song. That shit goes so fucking hard. And now
I like Jim Jones.
A sexy ass voice. Like, oh, it's raspy but sexy. And be like, oh, he can talk about vampire life all the fuck he wants to. You know what I mean? I really wouldn't care. Like, yeah. Yeah, boy. But yeah, I have to play that. I'm chilling, I'm on cruise control, I'm talking with Jazzy, she has her own her sex toys, so she has a very decent pussy, meaning that she don't need y'all men to really help her do nothing. She has different toys that she can choose from, different sizes, different selections, different colors, different nationalities without having the trouble of having to hear y'all bullshit after she busts a good nut.
I'm just saying, I like it both. So, I still need y'all, man. I need it. But I like it all. I'm just saying, you know. Why can't I have the best of both worlds? Is all I'm saying.
Actually, you can. Me, personally, I had a boyfriend, God rest his soul, because he's gone on. But he turned me on to my first vibrator. We was doing it, and he pulled out the vibrator, and he stuck it in my coochie, and that shit felt so good, because I'm like, wow, like, cool. And then we started doing anal. We started doing anal so much that I wasn't even really concerned with vaginal, because I was having some of the best orgasms that way.
Just saying, nothing wrong with broadening your horizons, man.
Yes, you know.
Ladies, too, because sometimes ladies be so closed-minded. Like, I talk to chicks all day, you know. They'll want to throw a party, so they'll call me like, oh, well, thinking about hosting an event, you know, I want you to come out and do a toy party. But then they're so taboo, so closed-minded to the different things that, you know, that I offer. And I'm just like, broaden your horizons a little bit, ladies. It might get your man home before dinner. I'm just saying. If he knows it goes down in the bedroom, There may be a few nights where he doesn't have to hang out with the fellas because he can't wait to get his black act.
True, but the thing is, what I've learned, and if the guys are wanting to hang out with the girls, I mean the homies more than you, that's because you're not doing your job right, your pussy done got whacked to them, or you're not sucking dick properly.
I did see a tutorial on giving head. That I did see. So I think
I am a head doctor. And ladies, like real talk, from one lady to another, do not sit there and get all caught up with like, oh, I'm not about to suck dick. I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to put my mouth on that. Or you want to look cute and suck dick. No, suck, I mean, make your man happy. Get nasty. Get hot. Just do what you need to do for your man. Because if not, he's going to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? It's like, men like to be spontaneous and like surprises. So there's nothing wrong with your man coming home from work. You meet him at the store. Then drop what you need, you pull down his pants, and then you start sucking on him. Or when he comes in, you're on your knees, got some pop rocks, and you just shake it like that. And then it's like you get it in. Like, there's nothing better than sucking a dick with pop rocks. It makes the guy go crazy. And Jungle Jeremy, how the fuck you suck your own dick? That don't even sound right. Like, is it that long? Is that where you get down? Help me understand that one.
Well, I can't tell you how somebody gives their own self head. That's a little bit extreme. But I will say is in terms of tips and tricks, anything you guys may want to pick up, or even if you have something to offer, check my website out. There is a page on there that has some tips and tricks that I've either learned from experience or have gotten from girlfriends or, you know, read in magazines or what have you. So some great things that I've actually tried. There's one called the Cotton Spritzer that talks about making your man go crazy with a bottle of wine. So check some things out. The site has a lot to offer.
Oh, yes. Well, definitely check out her site. I'm still tripping that he said he's flexible. So if you're flexible, does that mean that your dick is small, or you're flexible and it's got a nice length to it and you don't have to have, like, back cramps bending over to do that? Because I need to see that. I mean, I
don't want to see it.
Because I'm like,
I don't want to see it.
Because, you know, my
I want no parts of that.
Girl, you know, I'm crazy because my thing is, if you're sucking your own dick, are you sucking somebody else's too?
I'm saying that's why I need no parts of that. I don't want any man that has thought about being with another man. Damn it, to each his own, but I like what I like. I'm sure you like what you like. You can't be flip-flopping and changing your mind, so I'm good.
I mean, some people do. I don't know. I mean, you got so many men that's on the down low or whatever. And me and a girl, Shada Realist, you know, shout out to her on Twitter, and she's on my BBM. We was having a conversation, and we were saying that when a guy always wants to fuck you in the ass, what does that mean? And, you know, I wrote a blog about when your dick is too small. To me, it's like, if your dick is small, you can roll her over and fuck her in the ass. She'll feel that, you know, because it's tighter than whatchamacallit, you know what I mean? But, you know, it could be that, you know, that's something he wants to try, or he's trying to tell your ass, you know, in a nice way, he coming out the fucking closet. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. That's such
that's
a touchy
like
subject.
Because
some men are just hella freaky. That is, shout out to my next two thing. We don't know who he is yet. We're going to say ? But I'm just going to future shout out that guy, because if he makes it into the threshold to be called the one, that guy, poor that guy, he's going to have to be hella freaky, like, I don't know. Have you ever dated a guy before that has been like,
I don't want to do it like that. Like, you're not supposed to do it this way. Or we're not supposed to have sex anywhere other than the bedroom. Don't be that guy, fellas.
See,
don't email me.
You wouldn't
don't ask for my phone number. Don't hit me on Twitter. Don't Facebook me. If you only like it one way, just we're not going to work out. We can be friends, but it's not going to work out.
It wouldn't work for the simple fact, like, when I'm in certain kind of moods, I don't want the dude to talk to me, period. I just want him to stick his dick in me and keep it moving. I bust, he bust, and then he go the fuck on. He got 5 to 10 minutes to wash his dick and get out. Other than that, nah.
You like, let me hand you this hand towel on your way out. Like,
yeah.
Keep it moving.
Or baby wipe.
You like, no, don't even worry about it. You don't have to kiss me goodbye. Just leave. Just leave.
Yes. Who does that? You ain't my man. You just a jump off. I don't need you to kiss me. I need you to kiss my ass. That's what I need him to do. Kiss my ass and keep it moving. No. That goes against the player's anthem. Player's motto.
So, I'm a little bit envious. Can I just say that? Because I'm not even player status. I don't know. I was listening to the beginning of your show, and you were like, it's been a while since I've had some, I need some. And I started thinking about myself, like, damn it, when's the last time I got it? Like, perhaps I should have got it one last time before I laid my last dude off. Like, I should have been like, you know what, we're just going to do this one more time. But perhaps it didn't last because the sex wasn't the greatest.
See,
I don't know. Because, you know, dick will make you hold on to some things. It will make you forget some stuff.
Nothing worse than settling when the sex is not good. Within the first 5 minutes, if that shit ain't making me like some, ooh, ah, bitch, get up. I'm sorry. Get the fuck up. I don't give a fuck if you didn't come or not. You need to get the hell up and go the hell on. Because it ain't working. It is not working. And you sitting there trying to eat my pussy is just going to irritate the fuck out of me. Because that shit don't even impress me. I need you to stick me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you could do that, too, but it does impress me when you eat the pussy right. I just figured I'd put that out there. Please be a jack of all trades. Don't just come hit me with the one thing. Be a jack of all trades.
Man, Jeremy in the Jungle, because we're live on Stick Cam. You can catch it through www.chocolatecityradio.com. He is, like, mad cool. He funny as fuck. He said he came once in this girl's ear, and she got a really bad ear infection, and they broke up, and she tried to sue him. Hell, she should have. What the fuck was she trying to do? Hear your ass coming? What the hell?
Wait, first of all, ask Jeremy, why was his dick big enough to sit in her ear? I'm a little disturbed.
No, he said he came in her ear. You know how...
He said, bitch, can you hear me now?
What does the sound of my cum sound like? Like, what the fuck? No.
He said, bitch, okay, can you hear me now?
That's
poor thing.
Like, who?
You know what? Shout out to that dude, because I'm that bitch that just might like it like that. Like, oh, you know, this nigga came in my ear yesterday, girl. I can't hear right, but that shit was off the chain.
Oh, like, who in the fuck does that? Like, do not come in people's ear. That's not nice, because that shit does not run out. It runs in, and it just stays in the middle, and she may be deaf later on in life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, shit. I'm going to be like, baby, you better fuck the shit out of me and make this hearing aid. Boy, you better. I'll be telling everybody my story. This is... How? What made you become deaf, Jazzy? How did you become deaf? Me and my husband was fucking so hard one day, that nigga just lost control and came in my ear. I haven't heard ever since. But that was some good shit, though.
That, to me, I would have to just be like, wow, I can't do that. That is just, like, a bit much. Like, really, that's too much for me.
Now, if the sex was horrible and then you came in my ear, then yes, now we're going to have to fight.
Man, this is horrible. You ain't fitting to come unless you jack your dick, but you getting the hell up out of... No. Bye. You got to go. You got to go.
That's funny.
Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. Just be like, I am not feeling this. Like, what the fuck was you thinking about? That's just not good. That's not good. I wonder what some men think about. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
I want to fuck a man so good. My goal in life, not even my goal in life because I've done it before, but my mission, let me just say my mission statement is to fuck a man so good that he can't think. Because, you know, if you fuck a man real good, he'll start telling on himself in the middle of sex, ladies. Let me just say that. That's how you know if your man is right or not. Because if you fuck his ass so good, he'll start talking to you while he's fucking you. But it'll be so good, he has limited opportunities of things he'll say. So he'll just start telling on himself. He might call you another name. He might call you a bunch of dirty names. I personally like it like that. So call me a couple of names when we getting it in, and I'm okay with that. But he'll tell you. You'll know if it's the best sex he ever had or not.
Because you can tell by his body movement, too. And then some men get emotional over good pussy. You might see a tear or two fall from their face.
I do, too. Them legs start shaking. You be like, yep, I got it. I know. You don't have to tell me, baby. Just keep it coming. Keep on coming.
I cried once, and that's when I was married. And the sex was so damn good, and we was finally getting our marriage back on track, that I was just like, I just love you so much. I just love you so much. But niggas, don't get it twisted. That should have never happened again. No. You get one time to do that shit like that, and it's just like, oh my gosh. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring in Sean from Houston. Sean.
Hey baby, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Have you ever had some pussy that was so good that you cried?
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
That I've cried?
Said like a tear. Like you was just like, it was just so good and you was just so emotional. Maybe it was like you and a girl reaching a certain plateau in your relationship and you was just hitting it and you just had like a little emotional moment and you got like teary eyes.
Nah, actually it's never happened before.
You lying. You lying.
I'm serious. It's never happened to me before.
Oh, well, shit. You come to Greensboro, North Carolina, it's gonna happen.
So what was the best sex you ever had? I'm curious about that one.
The most?
No, the best.
Oh, the best. Yeah, I don't even remember. Probably my wife, though, you know what I mean? When I just fell in love with my wife, you know. I got married. But right now, you know, I'm separated. So I would say her, you know.
That was sweet. You must want her back. That was sweet.
Nah, I mean, I feel talked to her. I mean, we talk. I mean, we're still friends and all that, but we're just separated right now. You know, things weren't working out, so we just went our separate ways. But I feel talked to her.
So are you fucking?
Nah, I said we're not.
No, are you fucking other people?
Nah, I'm not.
What?
Yeah, I mean, actually, no, I'm not out there, to, you know, trying to look around. I just keep to myself and just go to work and back, you know. That's all.
Really?
So,
yeah.
What is it that you do for a living?
I really don't want to say.
Okay. He must have one of those jobs where he's like, I can't tell you this, they'll fire me tomorrow.
He must be
nah.
In the military. He must be in the military. Okay,
nah.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Damn it. I lost my train of thought. Oh, my God. So, like, when was the last time you had some?
The last time, I would say about 10 months.
Who?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I got you beat, I think. But, yeah, 10 minutes is a long time for a dude.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can, you know, that the last time that I spoke to you on the phone, you know, we're talking about, you know, paying for it. And I did that in the past, though, but, I mean, I could still do that, though, but I chose not. I mean, I'd rather not.
So, do you masturbate?
Nah, actually, I don't.
What?
And I don't. And I know there's people out there saying, "Well, he's lying. Or he's lying." But seriously, I don't. I mean, a lot of my friends do it though, and they say that it's natural. But yeah, but I don't. I mean, I don't.
Is it because you've gone without it for so long that it kind of just becomes one of those things where it's like, eh, out of sight, out of mind?
probably so. You know, but I just don't do it. I mean, yeah. And you probably don't believe me though, but I'm telling you the truth though. I don't.
But
I'm sad for you. Actually, I believe you. I just feel bad for you because
bad. No, I'm doing all right.
It's nothing like being in tune with yourself. Like you have to know yourself before anybody else can get to know you. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm a fan of exploring.
Okay, but here's my question.
Okay,
you haven't had sex in 10 months and you don't masturbate, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is your nutsack looking like? Ain't that heavy than a motherfucker? Like, don't they hurt? Ain't they blue, purple, red, green? I mean, like, what the fuck?
Nah, they don't hurt. I mean, it's natural. I mean, they just don't... I don't know. Maybe if I find somebody out there that I want to hook up with, then probably, you know. But other than that, nah. I mean, I just don't think that I will feel right though. You know, I mean, because I'm still married. You know.
So why?
Well, shame on the person that gets it.
What was that?
Why don't you just? Why don't y'all just have sex then?
Because I mean, if I do that, then. It'll be like if I'm trying to go back, though, you know, and I'm not trying to go back.
Okay, you're not trying to go back. You're not trying to give nobody no dick because you're still married. Is she fucking?
I don't know. I mean, I've never asked her, and honestly, I don't really want to know, you know. I mean.
Would you be hurt if she was?
Nah.
Yes,
but
that's why you're keeping it to yourself.
See, but knowing the fact that we're still married, though, you know, I mean, that's something that. But I don't think she would, though, because I know I've known her for a long time, and I've known her since about 9 years already. And I don't think she would do that.
So are y'all gonna get a divorce?
I don't know. I mean, I said that. Actually, she did. She said that she wanted to because you know when we broke up. She wanted to, and I said, okay, that's fine. But it never happened, you know. But now, I mean, we talk, you know. I help her out with things and stuff like that, though. But I don't know, maybe one day I might go back. I mean, I don't know.
You know what? This is what I presume that you do. You need to go ahead and book you a ticket and come to Greensboro, North Carolina, and we're going to go out for the weekend. And you have a good time. When you get back to Texas, you will not be thinking about shit else but being single.
Dang.
I'm almost scared for you, Chop, because I feel like shame on the person that gets it next, because he has a whole lot built up in him. So I'm almost worried about your personal safety.
Yeah.
You know, like, put eyes out. He could do all kind of damage.
But, girl.
10 months saved up in him. Like,
10 months is, like, 2 minutes. And he ain't masturbated. So, in less than 5 to 10 minutes, he's done.
5, 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You better wear 3 condoms when y'all fucking, because that cum will shoot through. He probably, boy... That's like a dart at a darts game. That dude.
Oh, yeah. And a diaphragm so I can catch it, the cup to catch it so it is.
Yes, you don't need a catcher's mitt for that shit.
I'm laughing, and he's laughing like he wants it to come out. Like,
dang.
I need this shit to come out. And she just talked to me one-on-one. I could go ahead and stroke my dick. because my nuts are getting tight, and I don't know, like, I really need for it to come down. And you know what, it would be so good, it'd be like a waterfall, and she doesn't have to catch it. I could just, like, just shoot it on the bed, or I could shoot it on her back, and I would feel so much better. It would be like a 16-ounce glass of cum. That's how much he probably got backed up.
Dang, that's a lot.
Hell, 10 months is a lot. Shit, I ain't even going to bitch about August. You know what? I'm good. I ain't going to say nothing about August. Like, for real. That's crazy. Oh, gosh. Wow.
10 months. Well.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to the faithful men, because, I mean, that's a noble thing, I think, that you're doing. So, shout out to the few of you guys who actually know what it is to be faithful. That takes a lot of commitment.
Yes, they get around Chalk, because when he get around me, it's going down. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like,
that's funny.
It's a wrap.
I think you're about to cheat on your wife. That's what it sounds like.
If I go to North Carolina?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, he come on down here if he want to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you'll go home a new man. You'll go home 20 pounds lighter.
20 pounds lighter.
Nuts won't be all shriveled up and shit.
Dang.
You'd be like a different man. It'd be like somebody laid hands on you and performed the exorcism on you.
Well, speaking of going home a new man, let's just see. Let's talk a little bit about this, the chocolate dating show that we're going to put together. Like, we got to, I don't know, like, what type of man are you looking for? So then that way, you know, men can kind of, like, start weeding themselves out. So, fellas, please pay close attention, because if you don't qualify, please don't hit me on Twitter asking me to be on the show.
I want them to be tall, or, you know, I'll say 5'8 or better. They need to be physically fit. They have to have nice fingernails and soft feet, you know what I'm saying? No sandpaper shit, you know what I mean? I would like for them to have a job or, you know, money. Like, to be honest with you, as long as you're not robbing old women and selling dick to men, I don't give a fuck how you make your money. Just make sure you got some. have a car, have a crib, you know, and if you don't have them in that order, that's cool. I really don't care about credit, because cash is the best thing to do anyway. But, you know, I like facial hair. I like muscles. You must have a pair of Air Force Ones in your wardrobe, a pair of Timbs, and you must feel comfortable wearing wife beaters with, you know, with no top shirt or something like that. You got to be sexy.
Okay, okay. So basically what you're saying is you want to date a man who makes money, a little bit taller, and looks like he will kick your ass, like knock the dust off that pussy. So no, men, no church socks.
Well, you know,
shoes,
church people.
When you're trying to slide up in it. She wants
church
you to wear your Timbs.
They're freaky. Church people, they will do a hallelujah fuck on you.
Please define the hallelujah fuck. I have to know. I have to know.
They will lay hands on you and toss that nut up out of you. I'm about to lay hands on you, and if they need to speak in tongue to get it out, then so be it.
Damn it, that's the kind of man. Maybe I, you know what? Shout out to the deacons at my church. I'm going to be looking. Forgive me, Jesus. I think I'm going to just have to take a glance. Like, what are some of the warning signs? What are some of the things that you look for to see if you think a man is going to be a great candidate?
I look at his hands. I look at the middle finger to the wrist to see how long it is. I look at his clothes. I look at his teeth. I look at how he dressed, how he walks. You know what I mean? His whole demeanor.
That's what's up. Okay, so we're going to work on putting this show together for you. We're going to get you some dick. Don't worry about it. I got you. So, anybody that's listening out there in cyber world, if you would like to be a candidate on this show, Twitter me at Jazzy Fantasies, and I will put this together. I'll give you the opportunity to try out to be a date for Chalk Mommy.
Oh, my God. I am so happy. And then once you compile a tweet, I will tweet it and have people hit you up and everything like that. It's going to be, whew, gosh, Lord have mercy. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Where's Rob?
Girl, I don't know
that. No, Rob. Where's Rob?
Rob is somewhere licking some wounds, being soft from them. Where I don't know. He's not included. He's not included in the campaign.
Okay. All right. No, Rob.
Yeah, he's not included because it will drive me crazy.
Okay. So yes, I'm gonna have to get with Princess May about this, and we're gonna have to work it out.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this show because I need to eat. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to be on again from 2 to 4, which is, girl, what time is that in your time? 11
yes.
to 1? I'm not sure if you're going to be up or not. I'm going to have Montana, the Matt from ATL, he's going to be on the show or whatever. And it's going to be quite interesting. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, oh my gosh, this is going to be quite interesting. And next Tuesday, we have Troy to the Vent coming on. And next Friday, we have Dada 5000. He's a mixed martial arts fighter. And he wears black fingernail polish. He would never, ever have to worry about me wanting to get him some pussy. Even on this drought, I will pass. I'd be like, I'm good. Like, we just gonna keep that shit moving. And you know what I mean? So I don't know. I would just have to be like, woo. So
wow. Thank you for having me a guest on your show, as always.
Yes, so you guys make sure that y'all tune in tomorrow from 2 to 4. We're going to be live via Blog Talk, and we're going to be live everywhere. So, shit, via webcam and everything like that, I would like to thank Jazzy, and I would like to thank Sean. It's going to be our mission to find you some pussy. I would like to thank the listeners in the chat room on StickCam. It is going to be, you guys are like really nice. And I'd like to give a shout out to Al and Naughty in the Blog Talk chat room because I didn't lose them. And then they came back and whatnot. And like I said, this is Chalk Mommy. I've had like a really good show. Shouts out again to Al and then to Naughty. And well, Birch and Jazzy, Sean, Romel, 1116, I want to say. Did I get that right? Yeah, 1611, my bad. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. I'll be here from 2 to 4. And you have been riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy and Princess Nay. And you guys have a good night.
All right, Mommy.
All right.
Good night. Bye.